Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Here's a question you may have asked many times while on those thrifty marketing trips to your neighborhood Kroger store. You've asked, just when will Kroger Tender Ray Beef be plentiful once more? Well, we sincerely wish we could help out by telling you exactly when that happy day is going to roll around. But we can't, because top grades of grain-fattened cattle used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef are still extremely hard to get. However, we hope that soon you'll be able to buy all you want of fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Yes, one of these days in the near future, you'll be able to walk up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and get all you want of that beef that's always fresh-tasting, always tender, always delicious. All that wonderful goodness will be yours, because only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. And it's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. Remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And remember, too, until famous Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful once more, Kroger will always bring you the best beef available on the market. And now, Hearts in Harmony. For the second time, Freddie Lang has escaped from the Rossville police. But to make matters even worse, arguments over Freddie have caused a rift between Jed and Grace Billings and Penny and Grace, Penny's mother. It is the day following Freddie's escape, and Professor Rogers is telling Penny,
"This should make you admit you've had enough of Freddie, Miss Gibbs. He's caused you and your mother to fight. He's the reason your mother and Jed Billings are battling. And his escape just about proves his guilt."
"Professor Rogers, you can call me stupid or stubborn or anything you like. But what's happened hasn't changed my opinion of Freddie one bit."
"But the fool boy broke jail. Why?"
"Because he's a fool, but that's no reason to condemn him."
"No. No, it isn't, but... Well, if Freddie weren't guilty of trying to rob that store, why did he break out of jail?"
"I don't know why. But neither do you. No one knows why. And until someone can prove to me that they do know why, I'm not going to form any opinion in the matter."
"Oh, all right, Miss Gibbs. But if I can't give you any advice in regard to Freddie, I'll give you some advice in regard to yourself."
"What advice?"
"Just this. For your own good, and until the police find Freddie and have him behind bars again, I think you'd better get out of Rossville."
"Why?"
"Well, Miss Gibbs, it's pretty obvious something happened to the man who caught Freddie and his friend behind that store."
"Oh, Professor, that's only a guess. No one knows for sure that Freddie even was
near
there."
"All right, Miss Gibbs, we'll forget about that then. But it's obvious why Freddie broke out of jail."
"I don't think it's obvious at all."
"Well, I do. I think it's because of you."
"You think, Professor,
More than that, Miss Gibbs, I know, because I know Freddie, and I know how he must feel about having been put in jail again."
"Do you?"
"Yes. And I'm sure that feeling is nothing but hatred for you."
"Why should Freddie hate me?"
"Because he trusted you to keep the police away from him while he hid here in your house. And yet he was caught."
"But I wasn't responsible for his being caught. And the police arrested me too, remember?"
"Yes, I know. But Freddie wouldn't take that into consideration. He blames you for his having been arrested. I'm sure of it. And I'm just as sure that he broke jail to get his revenge."
"On me?"
"Yes, Miss Gibbs, on you. I warned you not to try to help him. The only thanks you're going to get for it is trouble from Freddie, because your help wasn't good enough."
"So, you think I ought to get out of Rossville? Or Freddie might..."
"I hate to say what he might do."
"You mean that Freddie might kill me?"
"Well, I hate to think he'll go that far, but he might."
"Oh, Professor Rogers, sometimes you're nothing but an old woman."
"Call me anything you like, Miss Gibbs. I just don't want anything to happen to you, that's all. Maybe I am being overcautious."
"Professor, nothing's going to happen to me. At least, if it does happen to me, it won't be Freddie's doing. You don't really think I ought to leave town, do you?"
I most certainly do.
Well, I tell you what. I'll go somewhere where I'm sure I'll be perfectly safe.
Where? Out of town?
Nope. To the hospital to see Suzanne. Oh, Suzanne, you look wonderful.
I feel wonderful, Penny. I'm so glad you came to see
well,
me.
Well, I'd have come sooner, only I didn't...
Yes, I know. Pat told me all about it. But Freddie Lang has been very difficult.
Oh, he's had difficulties, is what you mean.
Yes. That is what I mean. But Pat tells me that you have had troubles, too.
Well, the police aren't very happy with me because I let Freddie stay in my house.
Oh. You know, Penny, I hear a great deal about Freddie Lang from the nurses here.
Oh?
The man they found unconscious behind the store that they say Freddie was robbing is in a room down the hall from here.
Oh. Has he regained consciousness yet?
Yes. Yes, he has. It happened late yesterday afternoon. And the police were here to question him. But the nurse told me he would not say a thing.
Well, did he tell the nurses who he was?
Yes. He said his name was... Oh, now, let me see if I can remember.
Oh, try, Suzanne, please.
Oh, yes. Carver. Bill Carver.
Bill Carver?
Yes.
Well, at least we know who he is. Did he say anything that connected him with Freddie?
No. No, all he would tell them was his name. Other than that, he said nothing.
And when did you say he came to?
Late yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Early last night that Freddie escaped from jail. I wonder if that means anything.
What do you mean, Penny?
Oh, nothing, darling. It isn't important. How's the baby?
Haven't you seen
her? Oh, yes, darling, through the nursery window. But what I mean is, when do I get to see and hold her?
Well, the nurse won't bring her in until 6 o'clock.
I'm afraid I'll miss her then. I promised Jed I'd meet him at the office at 5. It's business.
Oh, Penny. You'll see her at home all the time. Until you think she's a terrible nuisance.
I hope I get completely fed up with it.
So do I.
I'm sure we both will.
Yes, Penny.
Have you and Pat decided on a name?
No. No, we haven't, not yet. I'm afraid we're going to have a very difficult time picking one out.
It's kind of a problem, isn't it?
It's terrible. What if she does not like the name we give her? That's what troubles me.
Oh, I guess that bothers almost everyone who has to name a baby. I guess I'd have a terrible time trying to name a child of my own. I don't know what I'd... I'm sure you'll pick out a lovely name. She's going to be a beautiful baby, Suzanne.
We both hope so. Oh, Penny, you're not leaving, are
you? Yes, darling, I think I'd better.
Penny, please, don't feel that way. One day you will be here, the way I am. And then I'll be coming to see you.
I hope you're right, Suzanne.
Oh, you just wait and see, Penny. I'm right.
I'll wait and see. I can come back later this evening if you'd like company.
Oh, I'd like it so much if you would.
All right. I'll be here around 8.
I look forward to seeing you. Goodbye.
Bye, darling. Here. Suzanne, I am happy for you.
Oh, I'm so glad, Penny.
Bye.
Goodbye. And please, come back to see me tonight.
Yes, I will. Bye. Oh, wait. Excuse me.
Okay, lady, just skip it. Next time, look where you're going, will you?
I'm sorry, I knocked your glasses off. Did I break them?
Yes, you did, but I...
Freddie!
Shh!
Freddie, what are you doing here?
Keep the trap shut, Gibbsy, or I'm going to have to do something I don't want to.
Freddie, you don't mean it.
Okay, of course I don't mean it. Oh, Gibbsy, how do you like me in this white outfit, huh? I look like a doc?
Well, I didn't recognize you until you finished picking up those dark glasses.
Good.
Freddie, what are you doing here?
I'm just playing doc. That's why I got on these doc's clothes.
Where'd you get them?
I didn't hurt nobody to get him, Gibbsy. That's what you're scared of. I just found him in a locker down in the basement. I knew it was the best way to get up here.
What are you doing here, Freddie?
I'm just hiding.
Freddie?
That's the truth, Gibbsy. Ain't you heard about it? I busted jail. The cops are looking all over the joint for me. I figure they'll never crack to look at me here.
I know you broke out of jail. But you're not here in intern's clothes just to hide from the police. You're here to see Bill Carver, aren't you?
Bill Carver? Who's he?
You know who he is, Freddy. He's the man they found unconscious behind that store they say you tried to rob. He regained consciousness yesterday afternoon. He's in a room just down the hall.
So what?
So you've come to see him. You know him. You've known him all along, haven't you?
Okay, Gibbsy. You're right. What's the use of lying to you? It's too hard to do.
I'm glad to hear that. Freddy, why were you going to see him?
Sorry, Gibbsy. That's my business.
You afraid he's told the truth about you?
I ain't afraid of nothing.
Freddy?
Okay, then. I admit I was going in to see him, but I can't tell you why, Gibbsy. I just can't.
Why can't you?
I can't even tell you that.
All right, Freddy, let's forget about it. But, you come along with me, won't you?
Where to?
To the police station.
I know.
Look, Freddy, you have to.
Nothing doing.
Why not?
Why not? Because they'll throw the book at me if I go back there now. I busted away from those cops twice this week.
But, Freddy, the longer you stay away, the worse it'll be when they catch you, and they will catch you.
Yeah, maybe they will. But not until I've taken care of a couple of personal matters they won't, and one of them's Bill Carver.
No, Freddy, you're not going to do anything but go back to jail.
Uh-uh, Gibbsy, no soap.
Look, will you do it for me?
Not for nobody.
Freddy, please.
Uh-uh. I ain't going back to those cops. Hey, Gibbsy. Tell you what. I'll make a bargain with you.
All right.
Will you meet me someplace? Out in the country, maybe? Where nobody's going to hear us or bring us? And then I'll tell you a couple of things. And after that, I'll go back to the jug.
All right, Freddy. You name the place.
Uh-uh. You name it. You know the lay of the land around here better than me. But, Gibbsy, look. I don't want no double cross. I want to meet you where you and me can talk and be strictly alone.
Will Penny meet Freddy at some secluded spot? Is she wise in doing so? And why was Freddy looking for Bill Carver? To quiet him? Or was he looking for Penny to quiet her? Is Penny going to be sorry she didn't take Professor Rogers' warning? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Has your family been asking this question? Say, Mom, when will you be able to get Kroger Tenderay beef again? Well, tell them that soon, famous Kroger Tenderay beef will be plentiful once more. Meanwhile, keep this in mind. Right now, Kroger is doing everything possible to bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store has a grand selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and tempting, country-tasting poultry. What's more, they're yours at thrifty prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.